Welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Are you seeking greater fulfillment and the courage to live your best life? Rachel's guidance and insight will uplift your spirit, catalyze your inner wisdom, and ignite your soul's purpose in this lifetime. Enjoy engaging discussions and guided meditations to elevate your frequency and access deep peace. Be inspired to invoke radical love in your life right here, right now. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. I hope you listened to that opening because we wanted to play that because I'm going to introduce you today to Rachel Chase. And, you know, many of you have heard me talk about the network, but most of you know me for the Dr. Pat Show. But there's this whole other thing we do on Transformation Talk Radio and TransformationRadio.fm, which is a network. And we get to work with the most incredible people. Sometimes we begin at the beginning, like really blank sheet of paper. Other times there's something on the paper, but it has a voice that wants to be heard. And so you're going to hear quite a bit from this voice. You're going to hear quite a bit from Rachel Chase, because one of the things I love about her work is, first of all, she's cut right to the chase. Oh, did I say that? No, I didn't say that. Please forgive me, Rachel. I couldn't take it back once it came out.
I love it. Right there.
That could also be like a little brand. But the thing I love is I get to work with Rachel before she comes on air. And that opening was for her show, you know, the Creative Empowerment Show. What does that mean, creative empowerment? You got to find out today. But part of this is the idea of invoking radical love. Creative empowerment, radical love. What happens if the entire planet, creative empowerment, radical love, what happens? But you know what I want to say about this before we really get into it is, if you're going to get to know Rachel the way that I've got to know her a little bit, you know, visionary, somebody that's out there looking at multidimensional platforms of spiritual growth, which we all need right now, whether it's self-development, whether it's arts and education. Part of her background is being part of that creative community, you know, the extensive training and visual and performing arts. But then when you couple that with now mindfulness, vibrational therapies, anything from trauma to understanding mental health in the world we live in today, you know, a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling, right? This is someone that when you pull back the curtain and you look at what she's done in her life and what she is planning to do through her show, the Creative Empowerment Show, invoking radical love, when you think about putting all these together, and totally, she's totally fun too. When you put it all together, what you have is that formula for powerful, transformative events. That's what we need in the world. That's what we need now. And we need her style to deliver it. Because most people right now, they do not have a lot of time to waste. They want to know what the heck is going on and what do I need to do, in their words, to fix it. Rachel, great to have you.
Oh my goodness. Dr. Pat, thank you. I am so grateful. My goodness, my goodness. Yeah. I just want to first say how grateful I am to really all of my own teachers, mentors, my therapists, my encouragers. You know, I feel them all with me right now, cheering us on with this, because, you know, it's no small feat. Like you say, yeah, what do we do in the world to fix this? And so, You know, that sense is really palpable in the air, the confusion and the chaos. But ultimately, I just want to start from a place of deep gratitude, you know, and really bring that in, because I know lots of those people are listening right now. So I want to thank you, Pat, and everyone at the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the producers. And just thank you for giving me this platform to have a voice and bring all this forward with you, because we're in this together. So thank you. I just want to thank you so much.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, you know, since you and I have talked last time, a couple of really cool things have been happening. But more importantly, I've been asked the question on a number of interviews, a really interesting question. And it's more a projection than something else. And this is what I want to talk to you about here today, because we're talking about Rachel's art of letting go. We're talking about three aspects of nurturing resilience, right? Mm-hmm. And when we hear when we hear Rachel's art of letting go, when we hear the terms letting go, people have a perspective about that, Rachel. Mm-hmm. And so we get, those of us here, we get questions like, Pat, is this the time where you literally cut loose of the network, cut loose of the show, and go off and, I don't know, like what, ride my Harley that I don't have yet into the sunset? Mm. Is that what you're telling me? Mm. And why are you saying that to me now? Because of COVID-19? And what I'm really struck by, and I want to ask you this question, mm-hmm. is as I was looking at the prep work for today's conversation, I realized that you're talking about something that would never allow me to walk away right. from something that I so believe in. And I want to ask you this, mm-hmm. that aspect, that idea of strengthening resilience and creating freedom, what led you to that pathway? Because you don't get to be Rachel Chase talking about this if you haven't had to overcome some serious obstacles. You see what I mean?
Feel totally, me right here. Totally. I absolutely do. And, you know, listening to you talk about, you know, why don't we just let go of everything and just whatever, get on the Harley and run away. Hey, I feel you. You know, like there's probably a part of me that just wants to run away from it all, hide away from it all. Perfectly human, right? Coping mechanisms. I mean, that's what I did for a really long time. And you're asking me, you know, overcoming and how does that apply to my life? And that resilience piece. You know, I always had this something inside that was always reminding me, my spiritual connection, that I maybe didn't understand what it was, but it was nudging me to remember that I had the strength in there somewhere, even when the chaos, the confusion got so bad, you know? And for many years, I did run away and went to self-destruct mode, but that didn't do any good. It didn't do any good for me or for the situation or to make anything better. And yeah, it's a challenge to stay present and stay in what your gift is. You know, it is, it's hard.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing I love about what you're gonna share with us today, because I think that this is one of the most powerful of messages that we all need to get. And that is the three aspects of nurturing resilience. You know, resilience is something that became popular when I was an organizational consultant doing organizational behavior and development. So that term popped up. I can't remember the guy that brought it into corporations, but it came up. And, you know, everybody was buzzwording it, right? Sure. Yeah. But no one talked about it the way you're going to talk about it now, because mm-hmm. had they done that, we might have had a different solution for what was going on in organizations. So you're going to walk us through today the three aspects of not just being resilient, but nurturing resilience. Let's talk about that. Yeah. First of all, The idea of nurturing resilience is an important one, but it's one I really, you know, we don't hear in very many circles. Tell us about that, and then let's talk about what those three aspects are.
Awesome. Sounds good. So the not just being, but nurturing. So nurturing to me is tending to something, giving it what it needs to flourish. And that word resilience, one time I was really going through a bad relationship, or I had was just coming out of one many years ago, and just really some self-destructive behavior was going on in my life, but I was bouncing back. And I had a friend at the time who said to me, you know, Rachel, you're like a rubber ball. No matter what happens to you, it looks like you're going down all the way and you're going to be gone and rock bottom, can't get any farther, but suddenly you're bouncing back. And that I attribute to that spark of desire to connect with life that's always been there, that really started through dance with me. So in terms of these aspects of nurturing, sure, there's more than three, but I really like to focus on the idea of, you know, ingenuity, right? Like being in the moment with your life, and what are my resources? What do I have right now at my disposal to care for myself? What do I have at my disposal right now to connect more deeply with life and move my body? To create some space for new, fresh solutions to come through in ways that have not been done before. And yeah. I think, you know, that's what the world is going through right now. That's what the earth is asking of us. That's what life is asking of us. Clearly, we need to do something different. So for me, in terms of the personal growth and development, I don't see it as any different from the collective growth and healing in the world that's called for. So ingenuity would be the first sort of pillar that we can look at, you know.
You know, that's an interesting term. I love that. I love that term, ingenuity. We don't use it enough. We really don't use it enough. It is really the key and the path word when you hear stories over and over again, whether it's the stories about Einstein, who is like, man, I was totally baffled. And, oh, boom, there it was, right? You know, it isn't like an oh, boom, there it was. It's a realization that happens when you surrender. And I wanted to talk with you about this because one of the things that I find interesting is that in a world where you may not feel that you can trust, many people don't know. They don't know. They didn't discover what you discovered along the way, right? I'd love to hear from you how ingenuity played out in your life to strengthen resilience.
Thank you for asking that question. It's funny, the first thing I was thinking of when you started saying that about we don't use that word enough and it comes from a realization, I'm thinking about my own clients, you know, and watching their experience of what they eventually come to in their way just by having someone of presence with them to witness their growth and development. And I luckily had people in my life that could presence that with me, that could see that there was that spark that we all have. But when it gets witnessed or observed or allowed, there were times when I didn't quite feel allowed, but really I was kind of a rebel. You know, for me to access my ingenuity, I did a lot of writing, I did a lot of dancing, and moving of the body really was I felt like I had a secret connection to something that was this unseen of life through dance. And it created an inner language in me that really helped me learn. I think that movement is a big way that people actually learn. You hear of kids fidgeting in their seats at school. They don't want to sit still, you know? Well, maybe if we let them move, they might really be able to learn a lot better, you know? So for me, dance and writing kept me connected and helped me build that trust in life, even though around me, you know, you were talking about not trusting the world or not trusting others or not trusting in this life, but really that's the systems that are at play here. But life itself, to me, is to be trusted and expressed. And then another piece of it is really the realizations that I had through my studies of my spiritual studies and my spiritual growth through yoga and meditation and wonderful teachers like Ram Dass and really watching the growth and development of others in my life and seeing what they went through and finding my way and understanding that really what I was going through, what I had to rebound from, however many years I went through my dark night of the soul of confusion and doubt, that it was the path of this archetype called the wounded healer, right? And some of mm-hmm. your listeners, you probably talk about this with others on your show, the wounded healer. And so for me, you know, that, so I got to claim externally what I felt internally, which is this sacred activist identity or spiritual warrior, if you will, non-denominational, not religious, which I know many people identify as now, that there's this connection within that we know is going to is propelling us forward in life and keeping us safe internally. There's a safe place to be inside ourselves. So when we have that safety, you know, the ingenuity can be encouraged and develop and grow and given energy. And that is nurturing resilience to me.
And, you know, part of what you talk about, too, which I love, is ingenuity, this thing. And I've shared this before. You know, I used to really struggle with what we call meditation until I learned that, you know, this is to cleanse the palate, so to speak. And to be awake enough to hear, right, that still small voice inside, or sometimes a really loud voice. And one of the things you're going to do later in the show is you are actually going to do an invocation for us, a conscious self activation. So later on in the show, Benny, we're just going to go right into that in the last segment. But also there's something that I want to just roll right into, mm-hmm. which is the second aspect. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I want to roll right into that is because what I've learned for myself, even though it's like this is ingenuity, this next one we're going to talk about, a lot of times they have gone hand in hand for me. So let's talk about the second aspect.
And we could have almost talked about it first too, because it's like, what comes first? What comes second? You know? So now we're talking about intuition. And as an artist, I've thought of that as my muse. And that which inspires too. So intuition, inspiration, you know? And as I identify as a essentially an inspirational teacher, you know, the leaders, they engage people in different ways, right? So for me, it's about inspiration and inspiring the intuitive flow to assist others in accessing the way that they receive the intuitive knowing within themselves, and using, you know, writing and journaling and breath work and movement to access that within. Because a lot of times people, you know, they say, well, I can't really connect with it. Well, first of all, your eyes are wide open and you're looking outside yourself. You're looking for it over there. It's not over there. It's in here. So, and a lot of times it doesn't feel safe to connect inside oneself because it's such an unknown in there. The conditioning is so strong that's said, you know, don't trust yourself. I know better than you. So go over here and we'll tell you what to do and you can just follow along, you know? And so I think because of my early upbringing in a very, very constricting, essentially a cult environment, that really had that message of this is how you live your life, my inner rebel was fed by that in a lot of ways, so that on the flip side of it, I really felt this pull and this fire to say, no, I know myself. I can find out how to know myself, at least, you know, and ask for help to do that.
Yeah, so, it's interesting when you have that rebel gene, right? It's interesting when you have that going on. And mm-hmm. and I was talking to somebody about this earlier. But, you know, part of this is now, if we look at this nurturing of resilience and we look at ingenuity and intuition, it is very, very powerful. And also this idea of tapping into the flow of both of those things requires something to drop out of the way.
Right.
Not always, but for the most part, for me, right. You know, there's something that's over here that's not letting me hear, see, smell, taste, feel, whatever that is, that's going to allow me to strengthen resilience and create freedom. Mm-hmm. And so I want to ask you about that, you know, because letting go is something very special to you. Mm-hmm. And it takes on a little bit of a different meaning than sometimes the way people talk about it. You actually refer to it as an art. And how key is that, right? How key is the art of letting go to understanding and truly feeling the power of ingenuity and intuition?
Yes, we all have our own way with it, and that's art, right? Finding your way with it, discovering what seeks to come through you. And so art is a form of expression. It's the way we express how we're relating with life. And for me, letting go is about clearing all that stuff that's in the way. All that stuff that's in the way of what's already in here. And I know I'm not the only one who talks about this, you know. This is just what's really worked for me and what keeps working for me and what keeps working with the folks I work with is, you know, clearing away all of the misconceptions that say you're not powerful, and where did those messages come from, and how to heal them through ultimately compassion, which is radical love, right? So the clearing away of all that which is in the way of allowing us to see clearly, hear clearly, know clearly, and feel clearly what our intuitive messages are showing us, and to trust that is our intuition versus the voice of fear.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, that doubt, that worry, that, oh my God, it's gonna, okay. So when we're acting from that place,
yeah,
giving it that space and breath and gentleness, lots of gentleness, you know, because for me, for a long time, it was about fighting against. I don't wanna feel that feeling, so we run away from it or we stuff it down. We hide from it, we pretend like it doesn't exist, or we want to negate it. Oops, sorry, we're going to want to negate it really quickly.
Yeah.
And say, okay, I don't want to feel that way, so I'm going to feel this way. And we switch over too fast. We don't give it that space it needs to tend to it, breathe through it, give it the room it needs. And then the letting go is, dropping the resistance, you know, and really eventually coming to dropping fear, the need to please others.
Yep.
You know, that codependency thing that, hey, it's totally human. Not judging anybody, because I've been there, still working on it. I'm human,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that creeps in there really early, at a really early age. But you know, what you're talking about too, though, as we're really talking about something that is essential. I used to think resilience was one of those things, you know, like back in my corporate world, I used to think that was one of those things. Ah, sounds good, sounds nice. But that was then, when things were, let's just say, more stable, when that was a way of life that my parents experienced, right? Work hard, da-da-da, go to school, do this, get a pension, and off you go. Mm-hmm. But then things changed. And what I found is, you know, the way resilience has been talked about really doesn't quite work for the speed and the pace by which things change in the world we live in today. And that's why I love the way you walk people through this. We're going to take a short break, Rachel. And when we come back, We're going to talk about the third aspect. Because once you put these all together today during the show, people are going to have an opportunity to actually experience this. But before we do, would you tell folks, one, how they can find out more about you, the work you do, all of the above, social media, whatever you want to send people to?
Absolutely. Thank you. So you can find out more about me at my website, which is rachelchase.com, R-A-C-H-E-L, chase.com. And I also have a Facebook page, Rachel Chase Creative Empowerment. And I'm on Instagram as Rachel's Healing Arts, all the above. But essentially, you know, through all of this, I've realized that drastically reducing my rates is a wonderful thing to do right now, because folks are struggling, but they also are reaching out for help like gangbusters. So you know, I've got some special summer rates for my healing sessions, and it's all done online, healing and coaching and spiritual counseling, including the quantum healing work too. So
that's awesome. Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the third aspect, and then Rachel has something very, very special for the last part of the show, a very, very special invocation for everyone today. Powerful, and it will help lift a lot of things. Benny, Olivia, let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love, with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
I jumped all over the music right there. That's me. 16 years, Benny's like, okay, wait.
It's still good, Pat. It's still good.
That's what I love, right? Mm. I love that. I love that sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. But neither way, it's messy. No matter how you look at that story, that's messy. But today, thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on, because we've got Rachel Chase here. Rachel, before we continue, we're talking about today, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Creative Empowerment Show. Rachel Chase is the host of that. We're giving you a sneak peek at this, Invoking Radical Love. Now, this today is about Rachel's art of letting go. There are three aspects of nurturing resilience, and we've covered two of them. We're going to get to the third. And then later on, to end the show, so to speak, we're going to actually participate in an invocation that Rachel has prepared for us. But before we do that, one more time, how do people find out more about you?
Thank you. It's rachelchase.com. And you can read my story there. You can also book a free intention setting session with me there, and connect and receive healing energy sessions virtually with me, make appointment through my website, just read all about it there. And then I also have Facebook page, Rachel Chase Creative Empowerment.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Goodness, thank you.
Okay, so the first one we talked about, right? We were talking about the aspect of ingenuity.
Right.
And the second one we talked about was the aspect of intuition. Mm-hmm. Now, the third one, right, that we're getting ready, you're going to walk us through here today, yeah, is we're talking about the aspect of insight.
Yeah.
Now, if we could at least master one of these, our whole world would change. But mastering all three of them and working them together is really magical. What does insight mean to you?
So true. If we could master all three. I've seen people do it. They're doing it all the time. It's pretty amazing. Insight means to me, here's an example. Aha. Ah. Oh. Oh, I get it. Wait a minute. Now you're saying, okay, let me just put that together. This relates to this. And then, okay, so what if this? And all right, well, let me sit with that a little bit and just take that in. Insight, right?
Yep. We're just talking about that during the break.
Yes, waiting for that fresh inspiration to come. How to get that thing back in the box. Yeah, no.
Exactly. Let it out.
Yeah, insight. You know, I mean, so, and of course, insight. We read so much about insight, insight therapy, and how insight is such a big part of the process of growth and healing on emotional, mental level. Insight is, now somebody can tell you something all day long. You know, oh yeah, yeah, I get it. Sure. Yeah, I've heard that before. But the minute you have your direct experience of it, then you know. And then it's in your body, you know? Then it is integrating. It could be the beginning of the process of integration, and it could happen at any time. And you might have an insight every day about the, you know, like, oh, wait a minute, I just realized if I put this over here in my room, it makes me feel better. Hey, you know, little insights like that. But
yeah,
when it comes to, you know, this idea of creative empowerment and how to invoke radical love in the world, we need some powerful insights to come through. We need to own those insights, as far as I'm speaking, you know. And for me, the deepest insight in my work has been the power of compassion. That is just, and it's just deeper and deeper and deeper. The further I go in to the realization of what compassion is truly about, that insight is ongoing. That insight is ongoing. Yeah, for sure. You know, as the healing force, and it's experienced on so many levels. From within ourselves, from without ourselves. And, you know, of course, the Dalai Lama says, you know, be kind whenever you can, whenever it's possible. And it's always possible, you know. And compassion is not just fluffy. It's like, it's got to be deep. And the insight, I think, that is awaiting all of us right now is to drop our weapons, to drop our self-righteousness, because this idea that I'm right and you're wrong and I know what's true and you don't. I mean, gosh, we're living in a mixed soup of truths right now. What's true?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we could have compassion and lean in and listen to each other, we might get some fresh insight about the jewel or gem of truth that that other person might have, even if we think we hate them. Powerful insight for the collective, right? Well, that's a direct insight for personal growth too, because within us we have all these parts of ourselves that maybe we've pushed into a little box that needs to come out, you know, or we've negated because we couldn't look at it, and now it's time to hold space for it. A lot of shadow work is coming up right now. You know, people are forced to be in a home with someone, and ooh, that mirror is popping right up. So we might be fighting against that, but maybe the insight here is, oh, look, I'm being shown an opportunity for growth right now. Okay, invite that in. You know, that's the giving space for the ingenuity, giving space for your intuitive knowing so that insight can be brought forward and not just, you know, back here somewhere. So,
yeah.
I could talk about insight all day.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, when you think about, you know, having that insight, that deep understanding, right? What there is a very clear, there's very clear examples of what happens when we do and what happens when we don't. I mean, they're really, really clear examples everybody has in their life, right? We don't think about it. We think sometimes we're talking about these things, Rachel, and they're really, really deep. But what you're sharing here today, these are things we can do every day for any number of things, because that's what nurturing resilience is about.
Yep.
It's not just something you pull out once a year, like a holiday, something or whether you're going to do.
Right.
It's something that every day of our lives we can learn and do and use.
Yeah.
And right now, that's what we need to know.
That's right.
And that's really the power in what your message is. You know, the power in what you're talking about is, this is not just something you take off the shelf and dust off. This is something we need to be practicing every day.
Yeah, it's the garden of our lives. It needs tending every day. And, you know, those times, I mean, how many times have we, you know, as listeners, how many times have you, can you think back to a time when you knew and your intuition was telling you, but you didn't listen, and then blah happened, right? Now, then we maybe beat ourselves up over it, or then maybe we try to hold on to our error and justify it. Now, if we can own the fact that we just didn't listen at the time and go, oh, okay, I can learn from that.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity here for, it sucks right now, man. You know, screwed up, it happened, I didn't listen, and then this happened. I can either let that run the show now, or I can let go and go, okay, own it. You know, and that takes time, maturity, growth, you know, patience, kindness to yourself, self-compassion, compassion for others when they do the same, because we do it, everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to really sit with that and go, okay, now I can learn from those times. And that also teaches me.
Yeah.
That was my intuition. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
That's what was trying to tell me something. Okay. So then I know that the wisdom is here inside of me somewhere. When I don't know what to do, what are the answers? They're here, you know, so.
And you prepared something for us that we're going to do right now to really help bring all of this together. And that is the invocation of conscious self-activation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go
ahead
and do that.
All right. Fantastic. So this is a guided meditation. And I'm going to invite everyone to, if you're driving, do not do this. Close your eyes. If you're not driving and you can find a comfortable place to sit, or you can come back to this at any time and do this meditation. This is really to help you access your power inside of yourself to transmute or to change or to shift the energy of fear into that compassion that I'm talking about. The energy of worry into trust. So I want you to take a few breaths right now with me, please. Just breathe in and out slowly. And I'm just going to sit up nice and tall. So feeling that you are connected into your body by taking deep breaths in through the nose and just releasing out the mouth, perhaps sighing if you need to relax your face, shoulders, and belly. And again, breathing deep into your nose and sighing. And maybe even placing a hand at your heart center or just relaxing your hands wherever it's comfortable. Breathing slowly in and out. And you might start to notice sensations in your body of any kind. Just allow them to be there. And imagine that you are fully connected in this beautiful planet we call Earth. You're fully in Earth. And the energy of Earth is the energy of you as you breathe slowly in and out. Feel that the energy of your breath is connecting with the energy of the Earth. Now, an invocation is simply the declaration of what is already here now. So bringing to mind perhaps an intention to heal anything in your life or to forgive something or someone or just an intention to be able to listen more deeply to the wisdom of whatever is inside of you seeking to be known or grow or create. Setting an intention is the most powerful thing you can do when you are connected fully in your body and in your breath and in the energy of the earth. You're tapping into that innate power inside of you, that power that knows what to do, the energy of intuition, of ingenuity, of insight. So feel your breath flowing in and flowing out. And now invite in some light, any colors or shades of light that you perceive in your mind's eye right now. Envision it coming into your body through your head, through the pores of your skin, into your spine, into your organs, into your heart. And going deep into the awareness of your heart right now, your anatomical heart, your actual beating heart. And envision now, this is a little heart coherence that we're doing right now. Coherence means to bring together. The wisdom of your heart is where everything lies. All of the information that you seek, the wisdom, if you go down into your heart now and imagine that the air is breathing through your heart, the air of your breath is flowing in and out through your actual heart here, and that air is flowing all through your body, through your heart, connecting our hearts together, all of our hearts together, everyone present here in this creation of this moment, whether you're listening in the future or now, circulating that heart energy together with our minds. We're directing our focus there, so that connects our minds and our hearts all together. This creates this powerful field of protection. And this part of the invocation is so important because this is what creates the energy to support your vision and shift the dynamics within your being. So now I want you to bring up a little bit of that worry energy that maybe you've been feeling lately, or from yourself or from others, or some of the fear energy you've been picking up on. that maybe if you feel deeply inside yourself or you're just gathering it from others. We're all in this together. So just tune in with where in your body you feel that energy of worry or fear. Where in your body you feel it, and keep breathing. Very important, keep breathing. And access in your system, in your being, where do you sense that agitation or that frustration or that area of fear or worry within your being? And just notice it. Just place your awareness there and keep breathing. You are held, you are safe. Keep reassuring yourself that even as you bring your awareness to it, you're safe. This reconnection with yourself, holding space for that worry or fear energy, that aspect of you that's gazing upon your worry or your fear in your body, this is your conscious self. You're now activating that aspect of your being by simply being aware of those feelings, the sensations of it in your body, and just sending a wave of love through the heart field that we've all created down into those areas of your body, like a wave of light, just bringing in that light even more. Big breath in and then a blow out the mouth. And now accessing where in your body you feel any kind of calm energy or peaceful energy or neutral sensation in your body. And focus in on that area. And feel into the sense of that calmness somewhere in your body and envision a big, beautiful, wide lake. Just imagine the most peaceful lake you've ever seen. Invoking that energy into your mind, into your body, into your awareness to remind you of the deep peace that is always here within you. That is always here. And holding that for just a couple of breaths. Be in that awareness of that space inside of you. And listen to it deeply. There is a message for you inside your being that speaks to the worry or the fear. There is a voice of reassuring kindness within you. Maybe that voice is soft, but maybe it's like a remembering. Suddenly, I remember. There it is in my heart. We can call it your superconscious, your conscious self, your higher self, your compassionate, wise one within. To bring in that remembrance that you have it here inside of you, day by day, moment by moment, to face life with that energy of radical love, no matter what is happening, bringing the presence of awareness, lovingness, and compassion for what is going on now and here in your life, in your experience, in the world, in your connections, that you have the capacity to be present and to know what you need to know in each moment, from moment to moment to moment. Even if you can't see over that hill, you know that your steps are here. Your steps are here, one after the other. Bring your breath in and out, and just take a moment now to really feel again your connection in the planet. And imagine that you're drawing up energy through the roots into your feet, nourishing all the way up through your body. Big breath and a sigh of release. That's that letting go. And then bring your arms up high in the air, open your eyes, look up, lift up, and then receive some energy from above. And literally use your hands. Your hands are powerful. Your hands are so powerful. You don't have to be an energy healing master to use your hands to heal yourself, and just sweep down through your body like a waterfall of light all down through your being. Hands on the heart, just to bring it back in to your home base. And just say to yourself, say to your body, say to your sensations and your feelings and your heart, just say thank you right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I close this process with divine love and wisdom. So it is. Thank you.
And so it is. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, good. You're welcome.
You know, I'm going to come back and do it again later. It's wonderful.
Cool. Thank you.
Rachel Chase, everyone. Rachel, would you mind one more time letting folks know how they can get more of this, find out more about you, all of the above?
Sure. Yeah, I didn't mention my YouTube channel, did I?
I've got
too. Yeah, because I have some of these guided meditations are going up there. I'm going to be putting more and more of these out for you all. And so it's rachelchase.com. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
And I just want to tell everybody today, if you're just tuning in to the Creative Empowerment Show with Rachel and with me, Dr. Pat, what we were talking about today, for those of you, maybe you'll have a different perspective now after that invocation. We were talking about Rachel's art of letting go, but doing it through the three aspects of nurturing resilience. And why don't we just let folks know what those three were, Rachel? Sure. Just to recap.
Absolutely. Yeah, nurturing your resilience is a daily activity, you know. This is how you can step into that space that we just did in the invocation of shifting yourself from worry to trust on a daily basis, with your accessing your ingenuity, connecting with your intuition, and cultivating insight into your life.
Rachel, one of the things too that I'm really struck by is that when you take the invocation, and folks, I encourage you, we're going to have it edited. I've asked Olivia to put some music underneath it too as well.
Thank you. This
is really, think about these three aspects.
Yeah.
Think about these three aspects. And when you think about the three aspects, think about how to do this daily to move from worry to trust.
Yeah.
Because that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the intention. And if you have that in your heart and your mind every day, okay, I may be feeling this way, but if I can bring that into my mind, how can I connect with my intuition today? That's a powerful intention. You know, on a day-to-day basis, reconnecting back into it when you get off center, when you get shifted away from it, come back to, okay, I'm going to invite in some ingenuity today. Thank you. And then allow it to come. Yeah, because it will.
Wow.
It always does.
Rachel, thank you so much. Would you please give us a personal message, what you'd like to leave us with today? That would be great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Sure. So essentially, when you tune your mind into the frequency of that, I call it the transmutation station, where we were in that invocation, where we allow and we receive. When you tune your mind into that frequency and that intention, you connect with the energy within you that shifts you out of fear and into love instantaneously. So do this daily to move from worry to trust and become an unstoppable force of love in the world.
I love it. Rachel Chase, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. You're going to be hearing more from Rachel, by the way. Thanks, Rachel. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you so much.
This is awesome. Olivia, thank you for doing what you do. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. And thank you all out there for being the best audience on the planet. We'll see you next time. And by the way, Laura Meeks is coming up next on TTR.
You've been listening to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Joining Dr. Pat live every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel activates your heart intelligence and sparks the flame of profound wisdom within you. To activate your heart, or for more information, visit RachelChase.com.